Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a throwback Thursday. So we're getting you closer and closer to the weekend. So what is the good of the day?
You know what you just said, we're getting closer to the weekend?
Yeah.
Now, if this legislation is to go through, and I'll explain, it would be closer to the weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to start off by saying this. The UK, United Kingdom, our sister country, I guess. I don't know. We stole it from them, and now we're best friends. They are going on a trial run and moving to a four-day work week.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, other countries are doing the same thing. Canada is going to be implementing something like that as well. There is legislation right now in the U.S. Congress to go from 40-hour a week work week to 32. And that if you go over 32, you got to pay overtime.
Okay, so I was going to say, how can they enforce that? Like, they can't force companies.
I mean,
but
if
they
you
could
work
say,
over, you got to pay overtime.
Yeah.
Time and a half.
Got it.
So I don't know if it'll ever happen in our lifetime.
I don't think it has a snowball's chance in Hades.
But we could dream, right?
Every company would be just throwing every dollar they had at every lobbyist they could. They're like, hey, Senator.
They'd be doing that or just moving it overseas.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
These guys will work 6 days a week.
I am curious, though. Where this kind of stuff, though, in this country at least, where you get momentum for this stuff is through competition.
Yeah.
Right? The minimum wage is still, what, $7-something an hour?
I thought it went up a little bit.
A little, maybe $8.
Yeah.
It's not 12 or 13. Let's agree on that. I don't know exactly what it is.
No, it's not there.
I don't know anybody who works for minimum wage. Right? I don't know any kid who works for minimum wage. Like companies are now, like, in this day and age, are like, we can't hire anybody for that. So now you can go and, you know, work in, like, my daughter works at a restaurant. She makes $12 an hour. She's 16 years old. I made $3.25 when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to bump her to 14 when she's there a year. She
I mean, each,
$14 an
I'll
hour.
I'll tell you this. Each state
as a host
is different.
At a restaurant.
Each state is different, but the average is $7.25.
Okay, right. So, but did it come from the government? No, it came from industry needs. So, that being said, I do think eventually if companies were to start saying, hey, we need people and our work week is 4 days.
Yeah.
Right? And then people go, oh, I'd like to work there. And then other companies go, all right, our work day is 4 days. And our day is, next thing you know, it just sort of trickles where if you were to interview for a company, if you had three or four interviews lined up and the one goes, yeah, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 every single day. And we're closed on Christmas. You go, thanks. But they're closed on they're closed Friday through Sunday. And I'm going to take the job over there. Like, that's basically how it works. But I'm curious, like, with this new push, and I don't want to say new, because I feel like it's a new thought, but it was always there. Like, there seems to be a new emphasis on mental health days.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we seem
exactly,
to be...
Exactly, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we seem to be, like, companies are really telling their people, your vacation time, use your...
And if you use your vacation time, vacation, do not open up your, do not bring your laptop.
Yeah.
Do not answer your phone or your emails. Ignore all of that.
Would you not say 5 or 6 years ago that the guy that went, I'm taking a vacation, but of course it's a working vacation. I'm bringing my laptop. We always went, wow, look at him. He's a go-getter.
Yep.
And now we kind of look at him and go, you're killing yourself. And you don't even know it.
Well, I mean,
like, we seem to have changed the attitude on that approach.
The other thing I think we changed our attitude on was working from home.
Right.
You know, before that was like, you know, taboo. Or if you're working from home, you know, you're like, oh my God, you're one of the lucky ones or something like that. Now, like, you know, companies found out during the pandemic when everyone was working from home, like, well, we're doing much better than we thought.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Our overhead, you know, keeping the lights on in the office or, you know, isn't there.
I'm making a weird observation here. It doesn't feel like we've lost the drive to succeed or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I feel like a lot of people are just pushing back on the narrative that my entire existence is to just be here to work. Like the only thing I'm on this earth for is to labor constantly, without stop, without any breaks, and I have to do it. I think most people are figuring out a way not to be like that. I think it feels like it's a recent trend. The pandemic helped, but it feels like more people are like, you know what? I'll make less money, but if I really wake up every day enjoying life, that's all that I can ask.
Well, this is the thing, too, that in the UK, no wages are being cut.
Oh, even better.
So, you know, they're just going to try it out and see, like, a 40-hour work week down to 32. You're still getting paid the same.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. Like, I think it won't happen here until we see other countries and see how it rocks.
I think it won't happen here until we're retired.
I don't think it will happen here at all, but nevertheless.
We'll be long retired and be like, you know, my day, we did five days a week.
I don't want to get into a political argument, but how many times have we looked over there and they go, they have universal health care? And we go, yeah, well, hold on one second. Yeah, don't start wishing you're living in London anytime soon.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. What's the
bad?
I'm gonna get
day.
Myself in hot water. I don't want to get into politics. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that NBC is not sending its broadcast team to Beijing for
the
Olympics.
Did we think they would? Did we honestly think they were going to do that?
They didn't for Tokyo. Tokyo.
They had a few people in Tokyo, but a lot of that stuff was remote broadcasting.
Yep.
They're going to do that now. I'm telling you, play-by-play announcers of the future, you aren't traveling with your teams in 15 years. I'm telling you. It is going to get better and better. Once teams, especially where you get experience in this business in the minors, right? I'm telling you, they're going to find a way to keep you young broadcasters at home doing it from an office where there's just going to be a video screen in front of you.
Or doing it from a studio. I mean, they've been doing it for years. I mean, I know we've had them on our show before. Why am I blank? Glenn Davis, who does soccer. He, when the World Cup was in Russia, he went to L.A. and called games for Fox Sports.
Yeah, it's not necessary sometimes to do it. And the technology is going to get better and better and better, right, to do it.
Man, are they going to send, like, I mean, doesn't the Today Show normally go there?
Yeah. They send everybody there. Yeah, they everybody goes.
But this is just broadcasters, people calling the...
Oh, Jack Collinsworth isn't going to be going over to Beijing?
Well, they might send him.
Yeah, they might send him. Yeah, right, exactly. Jack Collinsworth isn't going to be able to go, hey guys, it's so great to be here. Snowboarding is so cool. And the guys that do it are some of the top athletes in the world. Yeah, we don't get to hear that.
Do you think Jack, you know, he gets his plane ticket. He has all the, you know, his hotel reservation. He goes to Mike Tirico. So where are you staying? I'm not going.
I'm not going. Are you nuts?
Why? Well, who else is coming with me?
Going to China?
It's just you, Jack.
I'm going to China during a pandemic? What are you, insane?
Yeah.
Going there?
I don't know if you knew this. It's kind of where it started.
Yeah. It is amazing. I mean, I'm telling you, it is amazing. I used to like traveling for sports. I when I was younger. As I got older, I'm like, all right, not so big. But, yeah, if you're a young play-by-play announcer, it's going to be the way of the future. You're going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe not for some sports. Maybe football, you kind of still have to be there. But
I don't know if you do.
I don't know. I don't know if you do either.
When I found out
the Yankees still weren't sending
John Sterling,
on the road, I thought they'll never send him on the road again. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
There's no reason to. If you don't have to, don't. Don't. It's extra cost you don't need, and you don't have to.
I mean, if he's seen the game in real time, now I know there was hiccups or issues with, you know, the radio play-by-play that he does wasn't syncing up with television or something. There was some weird thing going on. But, yeah, they're saving money by keeping him out of hotels and just saying, yeah, you just pop into our studio here. We got everything up and running for you.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling, right, the sport I love, Formula One, their commentators are in a room with screens and televisions. They can't see a 3.5-mile track from where they are. They could do that in London. They could do that anywhere in the world. It's all computers, screens, statistics, times. It's the same stuff I get when I follow a race on a service that I subscribe to. There's no reason to be there personally other than to walk around, get the news, get the feel, talk to guys. But as far as calling a race, like, or calling a game, you don't have to be there.
Is how soon to, or maybe they already have, because I know, like, for the World Cup, right, when the World Cup happens,
yeah,
there's only one camera crew. Right. And everyone buys the rights to that camera crew.
Right, exactly.
And they're all, you know, and it's just the camera crew for that stadium. It's not the, that camera crew doesn't travel around to different stadiums. They just work that stadium only. Is that the same thing in for us as well? In the United States? Like, it's
I think so, yeah.
And you just buy the rights to whatever.
So, yeah, I think it's the truth.
Even if you're a cameraman or a producer, you don't get to travel anymore.
Exactly. So, yeah. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Now, the dumb of the day is not T.J. Watt.
Okay.
But T.J. Watt brought out the story. And the story is that he broke one of the NFL's pointless rules. And, you know, the NFL does have a few. I know a lot of people will say, well, taunting is a pointless rule. But there are real pointless rules in the NFL. And he broke one of the pointless rules, and that was checking his phone at halftime during the Ravens game. To see where he stood as far as the sack record was concerned.
I got it.
And that is actually a rule, and he possibly, since he admitted it, he possibly could get fined by the NFL.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's a $500 fine. Right. It better not be more than, you know, a bucket of chicken or something like that. But
by the way, can T.J. Watt ever go down the road of, well, only you guys care about that. I only care about winning games.
Not anymore.
Right?
No, he checked it during halftime. Because he said some of the people were telling him you know, that he had gotten it. Others were saying he didn't because he didn't know where he stood because he had been a part of sacks, but he hadn't really made a sack, and he was curious of where he stood.
You know what, TJ? I would have done it as well.
Oh, definitely.
So just...
And he, whatever fine that if they were to fine him, I mean, I'm sure he's just going to, he'll send it in coupons. I don't know.
Yeah, send it in coupons is right. Exactly.
But it does bring up, you know, the NFL's pointless rules. Like, I never understand, I still to this day don't understand the sock rule.
The sock rule?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Would they have to have it certain, yeah.
They have to have their sock all the way up. You can't can't have short socks. Well, I don't get why that's a thing.
Yeah, I think it is, for that rule in particular, is just a byproduct of the general rule that everybody must look exactly the same. There can't be a different way you wear your uniform for whatever reason, right?
Right.
Like, and I think that trickled down to the socks. Like, they didn't want to have different,
people showing leg.
Yeah,
maybe that was it.
Exactly.
Like, can't show leg; it'll drive the ladies crazy.
Remember, you're right. Yeah, I thought the NFL did a great compromise with the cleats thing because, and I could see.
But
their
you can't
point.
Wear them during the game. You can wear them when you're warming up.
But they had a compromise with it, and the reason they did was because they were like, "Look, we appreciate this, but we can't have our games." Not bogged down. That's kind of a bad word because a lot of them are doing it for charities and good causes and to honor friends who died and whatnot. But they didn't want the game itself to be sort of entrapped in 30 different messages that that people felt like they had to repeat every single game, every single time, right? And there's Ezekiel Elliott going in for a touchdown, wearing the cleats of the Dallas Boys and Girls Club, blah, 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 blah. And then the next one. And here's a sack by Micah Parsons, who's honoring his late grandfather with his cleats. Like, they didn't want that every single game. So they said, look, we'll do it this way. And that way, you know, we can, you know, we don't have to, we're not showing some level of individuality that bogs down the game.
Right.
Right. It, you know, so, but. Yeah, that's the sock rule tends to trickle down from that. Like, oh, I wear my uniform with my sleeves up.
Yeah, and I get the cell phone rule just because, you know, it goes into a larger issue of gambling and betting and things like that. I get that.
Of course.
But, yeah, you're exactly right. T.J. Watt can never go, I don't really care about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't even know how many I had. I mean, to be honest with you, I only care about winning. It's the only thing that matters. You guys, that's something you guys care about. Oh.
But don't we love the fact that, you know, there's that honesty? Because if you're in that position, of course you're wondering.
I'm sure you wouldn't. Why wouldn't
you? You know, I'm sure like when, you know, when Tom Brady is going for another passing record because he has them all, that he's sitting there, you know, before game going, all right, I need 80 yards.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. What can I ask all you athletes out there, all you football players, baseball players, what magic pill did you take at 21 years old where you didn't care about your personal success at an early age?
Yeah.
Like, why are all of us, when we were in our 20s, really concerned about where, you know, how much success we were having at an early age and our status and whatnot as we moved our way through life? Like, what magic pill did you take where you went, I don't care about any of this at all?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even care. I'm a professional athlete. It's just exactly what I do.
Exactly. Because I kind of doubt that. And so that's just, I kind of doubt you have that. I think you're just saying it to say it. But behind closed doors, you absolutely do care.
Oh, all right. You can't not, right?
Exactly. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Teresa Walker coming up this hour as we talk Titans football as we continue on Wake Up Call.